We offer our respectful obeisances unto our spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who so kindly opened our eyes with a torchlight of knowledge while we were blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So we are very happy to be here at this initiation ceremony, name-giving ceremony, and vanaprastha ceremony tonight. Especially we're enlivened to see how many young people are taking up this Krishna consciousness movement.
Guru Maharaj ji ko prasanta se anand se bhartur hai ki kitni yuvak peedhi jo hai wo diksha samaroh pe baithe.
This means that our Krishna consciousness movement will have a very good future.
Iska arth hai ki hamara jo Krishna bhavana mein hai iska jo bhavishya hai bahut sundar aur ujjwal rahega.
Successful religious societies always place as first priority taking care of their youth. Of course, I mean, just like one devotee here, Arjuna is taking vanapras, we take care of the older people too.
और जो वृद्ध लोग हैं उनको भी हमें ध्यान रखना है जैसे यहाँ पर एक अर्जुन दास प्रभु बैठे हैं जो वनप्रस्थ ले रहे हैं.
And Vedic society means basically taking care of the women, children and older people.
जो हमारा समाज है इसका अर्थ है कि हमें वृद्ध लोगों का, माताओं का, छोटे बच्चों का सबका ध्यान रखना पड़ेगा.
So the youth of course represent our future.
जो न्यू पीढ़ी है वो हमारा भविष्य.
So when I joined the Krishna consciousness movement many, many years ago, we were all young. Basically, no one was over the age of
25.
And it was a lot of fun to join the movement. It was like a festival every day.
और उस समय बहुत आनंद होता था ऐसे लगता था हर दिन एक उत्सव है.
And by the wonderful arrangements of the devotees here, especially Ras Bihari, Hans Avatar and family, and Jai Jagadish of course, you are making Krishna consciousness like a festival here every day.
गुरु महाराज के लिए नमस्ते के सभी भक्तों के द्वारा रोज दिन प्रतिदिन ऐसे लग रहा है यहाँ पर उत्सव हो रहा है.
This is actually what Srila Prabhupada wanted. He wanted Krishna consciousness to be joyful and like a festival. Just like here you were celebrating, I think, 4 days of Holi. And everyone is having fun. And every time I come here, there's another fun festival going on with tons of prasadam being distributed and the chanting of Krishna's holy names.
Guru Maharaj kehte main jab bhi aata hu to yahan par naye naye utsav hote hain aur saath saath mein kai rakam ke prasad bante hain vitran hota hai ye sab main dekh raha hu.
So I want to thank the devotees for doing such a nice job and inspiring each other and also inspiring me in Krishna consciousness. So you have actually revealed the secret of Krishna consciousness, that to always be joyful and to cooperate and have loving spirit amongst the devotees. The test of our chanting properly is that we actually have love for each other. Just like it's described about the qualities of a Vaishnava, by our Lord Kapiladev, Tatikshiva Kurunika Surada Sarvadehinam Ajata Shatrava Shanta Sadava Sadavushana, that Lord Kapiladev says the Vaishnava is first of all tolerant. You read. Karunika, he's full of compassion and mercy. Surada Sarvadehinam, he's a friend of all living entities. And very important, Ajata Shatrava, he does not have any enemies. And then peaceful, Vaishnava is naturally peaceful, and then these are the ornaments of real Vaishnavas. So I can see by examining objectively that the devotees here have these ornaments, and you have made this such a nice society that even the children are enthusiastic, like we have little Parthasarathi, who's so enthusiastic to take initiation. I mean, he's probably chanting like 64 rounds a day about this time.
Guru Maharaj ji, ye prasan hai ki aap log jo prem hai ek dusre ke prati, uske dwara hamare jo bachche hai, new peedhi hai, wo utsahit hokar diksha le raha hai. Jaise Guru Maharaj ke paas saathi baitha hai, wo bhi keh raha hai ki main apne Maharaj bhaiya ke saath diksha lena chahta hu. Guru Maharaj ji kehte hai, jaise wo bhi aap 64 round chant kar.
And this way, the whole world will be attracted to our movement if we just continue in the same way here in Lambasa. So as far as initiation is concerned, we're going to speak a little bit about the 10 offenses in chanting, and the principles of devotional service and the process of bhakti. It says one of the first aspects of the process of bhakti, ado guru para ashraya, to accept the shelter at the lotus feet of a spiritual master. Of course, in one sense, because His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada is the ultimate Shiksha Guru for all of us in ISKCON, we've all accepted Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet as our shelter. But it is also necessary to accept initiation, which is a let's say obligatory process in the practice of devotional service, from a guru who is present on the planet. So the way we understand who is a bona fide guru, it's very easy. It's the person who is a servant in ISKCON of His Divine Grace Srila
Prabhupada.
Just like the Vedic literature is described, Tad Vijanartam Sa Guru Meva Vigachet Samit Pani Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam, one must accept the guru. But you have to look for the guru who has those qualities. Samitpani basically means the disciple or the guru who is a servant of his guru. That's the first and most important quality. That means that his whole sense of identity is simply to please and serve his spiritual master.
यानी कि पूरा विचार धारा यह रह जाता है कि जो भी प्राणी अपने गुरु की सेवा किया हो।
Just like in my life, whenever I make a decision, I'm always thinking, what would Srila Prabhupada want me to do? What would Srila Prabhupada say to me? And in this way, I make my decisions.
अपने जीवन में मैंने हर समय यही सोचा है कि श्रील प्रभुपाद जी मुझसे क्या चाहता है, मैं श्रील प्रभुपाद जी को कैसे प्रसन्न करूं, बस वही के द्वारा मैं अपना निर्णय कर पाता हूं।
And the second quality is Shrotriyam. The bona fide guru must have heard nicely from his guru, and in ISKCON, that means must have heard nicely from his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada.
दूसरा गुण है कि जो गुरु है वो बड़ी अच्छी तरह से एक सुंदर कला होना चाहिए सुनने का जो अपने गुरु के द्वारा उसने ग्रहण किया है।
So just about every day we are listening to Srila Prabhupada's lectures, recorded lectures.
जैसे गुरु महाराज कहते हैं हर समय श्री प्रभुपाद जी के जितना भी रिकॉर्डेड उनकी कथाएं हैं वो मैं श्रवण करता हूं।
Because through sound vibration, one can always keep contact with the guru, whether or not he is geographically present or not, or away.
क्योंकि उनके दिव्य शब्दों के द्वारा मैं उनका संग कर रहा हूं, चाहे वो है या ना है, लेकिन मेरा संग हो रहा है उसके रोज।
In fact, it's mentioned that hearing shushushro sradanana shavasadeva kataruchi shanmahat sevaya vipra punyatir to the shavanat. Hearing from the guru is service.
बताया गया है श्लोकों में कि एक जो कथा श्रवण करते हैं एक बहुत महान सेवा है।
And then the last quality in this verse we mentioned, Samitpani, Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam, is that one must have a guru who never deviates from Krishna consciousness.
और तीसरा गुण जो गुरु का है कि कभी वो कृष्ण भावना से वो मुड़े ना।
So If one finds a guru like that within Srila Prabhupada's society, then one should take initiation from such a guru.
अगर कोई प्राणी में ऐसा है तो तुरंत आप जाकर उनसे दीक्षा ले लीजिए।
So and then the guru instructs the disciple in the process of bhakti.
और जो गुरु है अपने चेला को उपदेश दे रहा है भक्ति के मार्ग में।
Now bhakti means there's sadhana bhakti, which is comprised of vaidhi and raganuga. There's bhava bhakti, and finally prema bhakti.
So जब भी हम भक्ति के मार्ग करते हैं, तो उसमें sadhana bhakti है, उसमें raganuga bhakti है, और bhava bhakti है.
In the beginning, there's vaidhi bhakti, which means practice by following very strictly the rules and regulations.
शुरुआत में वैदिक भक्ति कहते हैं, मतलब विधि विधान नियम को पालन किया जाना चाहिए।
And after some time, Raghunugi, you begin to follow and spontaneously and develop your internal relationship with Krishna.
वैदिक भक्ति के द्वारा हम रागनुग भक्ति स्तर पर आते हैं, जहाँ पर फिर निरंतर वो प्रेम हो जाता है भगवान के साथ।
And then bhava bhakti, you begin to experience all these emotions which I described the previous two days ago when I was in Savu Savu.
और फिर उसके बाद में वो भाव स्तर पे चला जाता है जो गुरु महाराज ने Savu Savu में सुबह के क्लास में वर्णन किए थे।
And then prema bhakti, the stage where you're ready to do anything Krishna wants and you're disregarding your own likes and dislikes.
और फिर उसके भाव के बाद में प्रेम भक्ति में चला जाता है जब वो अपने आप को संपूर्ण रूप से भगवान को अर्पित करता, अपना सुख दुख नहीं देखता है, सिर्फ परमात्मा के सुख के लिए हर एक कार्य करता है।
So the guru guides one at each and every step in devotional service.
जो गुरु रहता है अपने चेला को हर एक स्तर पर उसको मार्गदर्शी कराता है, मार्गदर्शी होता है।
And the relationship with the guru is eternal.
जो गुरु के साथ रिश्ता है वो नित्य का है, हमेशा का रहेगा।
Sometimes the bapu or body of the spiritual master is there, and sometimes the bapu or the body of the spiritual master is not there.
कभी कभी गुरु का जो बापू है यानी कि इसका जो रूप है वो रहता है, वाणी रहता है, या तो कभी कभी ना तो बापू और वाणी दोनों रहे।
But the most important aspect of the guru was his vani or instructions.
लेकिन गुरु का सबसे प्रमुख बताया गया है उपदेश कहाँ से वाणी के द्वारा होना चाहिए।
Just like the other day, we arrived in Savu Savu and everyone was saying, Jai Guru Maharaj, Jai Guru Maharaj. And I said, who will actually do what I say?
जैसे गुरुदेव कह रहे हैं मैं सब सब पूछत सब कह रहे हैं जय गुरुदेव और गुरुदेव ने कहा ठीक है गुरुदेव गुरुदेव ठीक है लेकिन जो गुरु बोल रहा है कौन करेगा
And I was saying, most people, they want a pet guru. They want the guru to stay on the altar, but not open his mouth, except to take prasadam. And that way, they can offer food to the guru, and then they can enjoy eating themselves. But Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Kariyakya, we have to accept the words coming from the lotus mouth of the spiritual mouth. There's our very life and soul. Just like Srila Prabhupada told me, you stay in ISKCON and you serve as society. And we have done this, and there's difficulties, challenges, whatever it is, but we stick to that principle. So as far as this initiation is concerned, the devotees who are taking initiation are going to be practicing Vaidhi Bhakti. Now, but another important point is, even when you come to Prema Bhakti, you will still externally practice or show yourself as practicing Vaidhi Bhakti. It's not that later on you say, oh, now I'm on the spontaneous platform, I don't have to chant, I can eat any damn thing. This is not Krishna consciousness. Just like the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Externally, their performance of the rules and regulations, it's described, was like lines on a stone. In other words, they were perfect in their execution of what apparently was Vaidhi Bhakti, but of course they were on the highest stage being Nityasiddha devotees. Okay, so the first point about those taking initiation is the four regulative principles. Of course, that's easy. No meat, fish, or eggs, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling. And the devotees taking initiation today, probably they've never done any of those things. They don't even know what those things are. It reminds me of one time I was giving initiation to a lady, she was about 90 years old. Obviously, I did not ask her about the four regulative principles. But these devotees we will, because they are still young and they have to avoid all the attractions that will come before them as they progress in life. Because this is Kali Yuga. Many years ago, before Kali Yuga, there was this nice young Brahmin boy like you all are. His name was Ajamil. And simply by seeing some illicit life going on, his whole life was spoiled.
Because this is Kali Yuga. ब्राह्मण पुत्र था, उसका नाम अजामिल था, वो बड़ा हुनर था, लेकिन यौवन अवस्था में उसने ऐसा देखा जिससे उसने अनुचित कार्य कर दिया.
So just because you've been born in the movement, you should not think that Maya will not touch you.
क्योंकि तुम इस संस्था में जो आपके माता पिता भरते होंगे उनके द्वारा वहां पर जन्मे होंगे, इसका ये नहीं है कि माया आपको छुएगा नहीं.
Maya is looking for all of us.
Maya jo hai na, har ek prani ko khoj raha
hai. She's looking in the window.
Ek ek bataya gaya hai, khirki mein dekh jhaag rahi hai.
So as soon as we're inattentive, she says, Hari Bol.
Jaise hamara dhyan sthir nahi rehta hai, turant Maya Devi kehti Hari Bol.
Because she's a devotee, that's she chants Hari Krishna.
Kyunki Maya Devi bhi to bhakti hai na bhagwan ki.
And her service is to test your determination.
Aur unka bataya gaya ek hi seva hai, aapka jo shraddha hai bhakti uska turant nirikshan karna.
Especially when you're young, the world looks sort of attractive.
Kyunki jab aap yuvak avastha mein rahenge, sansar aapko bahut aakarshit lagega.
At my age, the world doesn't look attractive anymore.
Jab aap guru vyas ke umr pe pahunchenge, ye sansar aapko ek bhul aakarshit nahi karega.
It's sort of lost its glow.
Bataya gaya hai.
Isn't it, Vrindavan? But when you're young, it's just like, wow, this is a wonderful world, enjoyment. And you don't want to hear that you're not the body.
Jab aap yuva avastha mein rahenge, aapko apne ko yuva ho, aapko alingan karna chahiye, kyunki itna lubhavan hai, itne appreciate aap ho jaoge is par.
So you're all very young except for Arjuna, the older Arjuna. And there'll be many tests, I guarantee.
Guru Maharaj keh rahe hain, bahut pariksha aap sabko dena padega.
So remember to remain fixed in your performance of sadhana bhakti. That will protect you. As soon as you neglect the chanting, that's it. Maya will take you over. I was recently speaking to one very, very big devotee. He used to be one of the main leaders of the Krishna consciousness movement. And he told me that he neglected his rounds and Maya pulled him away for 35 years.
Guru Maharaj keh rahe hain, kaun bhar kaun mein ek bahut hi prasiddh star par tha ek vyakti, aur wo vyakti mujhe bata raha tha, main jaise hi bhagwan ka naam japan band kiya, ye maya ne mujhe pakad liya.
You won't know what hit you.
Aap jaan bhi nahi paoge kis tarah se wo phal kare.
It's just like if you're doing this game of boxing, and if you look the other way, boom, you're finished.
जैसे लड़ाई के मैदान में जब आप जाओगे और आपके ध्यान जैसे हटेगा, आपके चेहरा पे एक लगेगा बियर्स को लेकर.
Okay, so be very attentive. So anyway, so always finish your 16 rounds, no matter what.
हमेशा अपना 16 माला जप कर लेना.
Since I joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement, I have always finished my rounds every day.
Guru Maharaj says, "I have always finished my rounds every day. I have done every day of my rounds."
And sometimes that meant I had to be very tricky to chant. Many years ago, I was traveling when I was a brahmachari with a sannyasi. He wouldn't give me time to chant japa. So I had to make a trick. When he sent me to go shopping, I took 2 hours to buy a banana. And he said, "What happened?" I said, "Well, a lot of traffic."
Guru Maharaj कहते थे तो वो सन्यासी मुझसे पूछते क्या हुआ क्यों देर हुआ क्योंकि तो बहुत रास्ते में बहुत मोटर गाड़ी था.
Other times, just like everybody else, sometimes I got sick and I had to chant my japa, lying down in bed. But I always finished my japa.
क्योंकि मैं बहुत बीमार हो जाता था लेकिन मैं खटिया पर
Remember that. Don't sleep unless you finish your japa. And so to perfect your japa chanting, it's important to understand the offenses to be avoided while chanting. Especially the first offense, offending, committing offenses, blaspheming the devotees who have dedicated their lives to pleasing and preaching Krishna consciousness. This is called the mad elephant offense. Here in Fiji, we'll call it the mad cyclone offense. I don't know, cyclone? They're like the cyclone. We were driving to Savu Savu and it tore apart all the palm trees, all the leaves were gone. So be very careful. Remember the story of Durvasa Muni offending Maharaj Ambarish. You do not want the Sudarshan Chakra chasing after you. The second offense, of course, is to think that the names of the demigods like Shiva, Brahma, etc. are equal to or independent to the holy name of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu, Ekali Ishra, Krishna, Arasabda Vritya, there's one God and everybody else is his servants. The next offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. Next offense is to blaspheme Vedic literatures or any literatures that glorify God in the Vedic version. Next offense is to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. And the next offense is to give some perverted, materialistic interpretation of the holy name. And then one of the most dangerous offenses is to commit sins on the strength of chanting. That means you do some sin, then you go Hare Krishna, free of sin, the sin again, Hare Krishna, sin, Hare Krishna, doesn't work. That's like the Catholic method of confessing once a week and the rest of the week being a nonsense. The next offense is to consider the chanting to be like one of the rituals found in the Vedic Karma Kanja section. Just like we have different Karma Kanja rituals, like if someone dies in the family, you're not supposed to get married for a year. And of course, if people keep dying, you could remain brahmachari your whole life. It's a good system. So this is this ritual, and no rituals can be equated with the Hare Krishna or chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So in other words, it may be Pita Paksh or Deva Paksh, where you have all these rituals, you still chant during that time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
The next offense is to preach the glories of the Lord to those who are faithless. In other words, those who might commit offenses. You have to be careful how much you explain to people. And then the last offense is to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names and maintain material attachments. So gradually we should be attempting to give up our attachments to this world. And of course it's also offensive to be inattentive while chanting. So that's the negative, but there's the positive in chanting Hare Krishna. You should study on a regular basis the Shikshashtaka left to us by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if you do these things with great determination, avoiding Krishna's illusory energy, following the order of the Guru, it is guaranteed that before the end of this life, you will go back to home, back to God, and you will see Krishna in this very life. Just like Lord Brahma, he was able to shake hands with Krishna. And you will be able to shake Krishna's hand one day. Maybe even do a high five with Krishna. Okay, so then we'll continue with the ceremony. We should give the names of the baby first. Babies come first.
Bali Maharaj ji jo hai aur Anandini ka
Anandini, yeah.
Anandini ka beti hui hai aur Dubhagram ki Guru Maharaj Sangha kehna hai to tumhe isko bataya ki kab hua hai.
So, I actually checked the Kundali and everything like that, did a lot of research, and found out that the baby's name has to begin with Kip. And the baby was born under the Shravana Nakshatra. So that's very auspicious, actually, the Shravana Nakshatra. It's the most auspicious nakshatra. Okay, so why don't you bring the baby forward?
No.
He wants to be the center of attention. There's always a problem when there's a firstborn and then another child is born after that. The firstborn gets very frustrated that he's not the center anymore. That happened with me because I was the firstborn. And therefore I became very cheeky. I was playing tricks all the time just to get more attention. Okay, so her name is, you ready? Would you give me the baby? You want me to hold you too? So, her name is Kishori Devi Dasi. And Kishori is a name of Srimati Radharani. And Krishna is known as Krishna Radharani Kishore Kishori. Kishori Devidasi Ki Jai. Here we go.
Kishori Devidasi Ki Jai.
Okay. Any more babies? Next year. Okay, next year. Very nice. All right, so then I guess we'll go to the oldest participant, Arjun. And the old Arjun, not the young Arjun. Okay. Help him. So now you are officially vanaprast, which means you don't have to go to the forest. But you dedicate your life to serving Krishna, your body, mind, and words to serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No other interest other than serving Krishna.
Okay.
Okay, next is Shyamal Das. Okay. What? Oh, another mala. Just what I wanted. So, what are the four regulative principles?
Intoxication and no illicit sex.
Okay. And that includes kava, right? He probably never took kava his whole life, but that's all right. All right, so you get the beads with, and how many rounds? Get no rounds.
16 rounds. Minimum.
If you can, a codicil, but 16 at least, minimum. So you get the beads with your right hand, and I'll change your name. Your name now is Sri Hari Das. Sri Hari Das Ki Jai. Hari Bol, Sri Hari. Of course, Sri indicates Radharani. So it's Radha, it's basically Radha Krishna Das.
Sri ho gaya matlab Radha Sri Hari Das. Sri Hari Das.
Okay, and next the child Arjuna, oh, the man Arjuna. Now, Parthasarathi can be next. He's next. Parthasarathi, sit down. Vijil, he can come next. He's next. I'll call him next. Don't worry. I already have it planned. He really wants attention, I tell you, this guy. That's what happens when you're the firstborn. You just go crazy when there's someone else in the house. Before he had a sister, he wouldn't even come near me. And now he's running after me for attention. To see the difference. Okay. So, Arjun.
Arjun ko, and born vegetarian and devotee. And the good part I've seen Arjun has been, he always takes care of Vaishnava.
Yeah.
I've seen him. If there is any hard job, he wants to take it, but he wants to bring it there. That's a very good part of him. And I've always noticed him that he's been doing. And the good, another good part is that he's been always attending Bhagavad wherever I go. And when we started Sahu, he was sleeping on my hand. At Mari Muthu's Vatanda. I remember. But he was always there. And the good part is that I've seen him, noticed him. He has become a very good singer. He's a better singer than me. The guy, I'm learning from him. So that's a good point of being Krishna conscious and taking mercy of all the gurujans that are coming. Just taking their blessing, you will be automatically brilliant.
All right. So, what are the four regulator principles? Yeah. Okay, very good. And so, of course, I'm changing part of your name, not the whole name, because Ras Vihar really wanted to keep Arjuna. So, your name now, it begins with your right hand, is Arjuna Sakha. Arjuna Sakha Das. That's, of course, the name of Krishna, because who is the Sakha of Arjuna?
Krishna. Arjuna Sakha. So Arjuna Sakha Krishna.
Krishna.
So Arjuna Sakha Das.
Okay, and then Parthasarathi. Go for basis to Prabhupada. He's really enthusiastic.
You know,
when I give morning glass,
yeah. Diksha
really?
So, Parasatya, because Bhaiya Diksha Le Raha Hai. You need Bhaiya, Bhaiya all kinds of Diksha Le Raha Hai. Because Gurudev Hama Naam Dhe Sarapha.
Jai, Hari Bol. Hari Bol. So, you know the... You know the four regulated principles? Yeah. That's good. He doesn't. Yeah. I accept that he knows them. That's all. He knows them? Very good. So you chant as many rounds as you can every day. It's serious. He's actually being inspired. And so it's very nice. One day you'll be taking more initiation, you'll be serving the deity, you'll be chanting. Very, very nice. So your name is Parthasarathi. Okay. Is it beads? do we have any extra beads? No. No, it's not necessary. Let me give him a garland, Mala. Here, you get this. Haribo! That's very nice. Okay, so we can continue now with the fire sacrifice.
Namayavanam sa